Chapter 13.
Ah!
The pony screamed as they barreled through Kludge Town. Who could have predicted that the giant wooden watermill wheel would come loose when they all jumped on it outside Capper's Manor? They clutched tightly to the wheel's surface as Rainbow Dash and Twilight tried to steer the makeshift craft out of harm's way. It was no use! The storm guard was hot on their hooves as the mill wheel rolled through the streets and buildings, shattering everything in its path. Some pony had to stop this thing.
Jump!
Applejack cried out as soon as she spotted a jagged elevated walkway. The ponies leaped to the wooden planks and galloped across, the wheel now careening toward them.
We have to get there!
Twilight Sparkle shouted and pointed her hoof directly ahead of them.
To the docks!
Several walkways jutted out from the side of a tall building. Anchored to the highest port was one massive floating ship. It definitely wasn't one of the Storm King's fleet, but it was in the process of leaving.
Hurry!
Twilight urged as she soared behind her friends to make sure they were all safe. The ponies' manes billowed behind them as they galloped as fast as their hooves would carry them to the airship. Rainbow Dash, in a moment of quick thinking, flew ahead and grabbed the mooring rope with her teeth. She pulled it taut enough for Rarity, Applejack, and Spike to carefully tightrope across. Fluttershy flew above, spotting and encouraging them.
That's it! Don't look down now!
Yay!
Squealed Pinkie Pie as she took an enthusiastic leap onto the rope. The weight caused the rope to buckle. Spike began to lose his footing, and disaster struck. Spike and most of the ponies managed to grab hold of the rope, but Pinkie Pie wasn't so lucky. The pink pony wailed in despair as she plummeted down, heading right in the direction of some very craggy-looking rocks.
Pinkie!
Twilight cried out as she darted to the other pony's rescue. She reached her friend with just a second to spare and carried her back up to safety on the deck of the ship with the others. Almost immediately, Pinkie popped up and excitedly thrust her hoof into the air.
Best escape plan ever!
Twilight started to protest, but suddenly she and Pinkie found themselves lassoed and dragged away. Applejack had pulled them behind a wall of cargo.
Shh! Hey, did you hear something?
One big shadowy figure said to his buddy, who just squawked in reply. From their outlines, they looked like large birds. Perhaps they were griffin sailors. Twilight felt a twinge of hope. She knew the Griffin Kingdom. Maybe these Griffin strangers would know some of her friends and help deliver her to Mount Eris as an act of goodwill and friendship to Equestria. What a stroke of luck landing on this ship had been! They were already heading in the right direction. It should be no problem finding the Queen of the Hippogriffs. After they got her help, all of this would be over soon. Twilight could just feel it.
Okay, Capper wailed as the storm creatures threw him onto the dock by the Tempest's airship. Being taken prisoner by the storm guard was not something that had been in his plans today. No need for violence. The ponies are headed to...
Capper almost told the truth and hesitated, thinking of how the kind ponies had mended his coat and called him friend. They didn't deserve to be given up so easily again. Tempest Shadow bore over him, tapping her hoof impatiently.
Well? They're headed east. Yeah, to Black Skull Island,
Capper nodded with his signature cool cat confidence.
So glad I could be of service. I'll just be on my way.
Tempest stepped in front of Capper, blocking his path.
When I get my princess. Until then, your fate is still up in the air.
Capper's face fell.
This couldn't be happening.
Oh, you're gonna go in a skiff!
Grubber laughed in delight.
Which is a boat, specifically an airboat.
The squat creature motioned to the warriors. Once their captive was tied up and safe inside, Tempest took the helm.
Time was running out before the Storm King's arrival, and Tempest could not afford to fail him.